Let's do it. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in the great Troy Aikman joining us here on the Franchise Boarding Show. Troy, how are we? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. 30 years since the Oklahoma City bombing. Had the 30-year anniversary on Saturday. And, you know, obviously it affected a lot of people here in Oklahoma City. I was extremely young in second grade at the time. But you came up here with Coach Switzer in the days after that. Just kind of what do you remember from, you know, 30 years back coming up here with Coach Switzer and talking to some of the first responders after the events on April 19th?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, obviously a tragic event in our nation's history, and it impacted me just because of my ties and the time spent there in Oklahoma. My sister is the CEO of St. Anthony's there in Oklahoma City, the hospital, and she was there at the time. She's still there, and so we went there, the entire team went, not just me and Coach Switzer, but the entire team. Jerry flew us up there, had a chance to visit with a lot of the first responders, went by the hospitals, visited with a lot of the people that were involved in the bombing, and just a tragic, tragic time. And so the fact that they've, you know, the state of Oklahoma and the people there of Oklahoma City, they've really shown their resilience. And with the memorial that they erected, I had a chance to visit that a few years ago, did a phenomenal job. And then, of course, with this marathon that they have each year has been incredible as well. But, yeah, just a sobering time in our country's history.
We have been at the finish line for the marathon here over the last couple of years, and it's just a really cool scene to be a part of. And I know that you're going to be a part of it, and the Eight Beer is going to be a part of it coming up on Sunday morning for the marathon. Just how are you getting involved this year?
Well, we launched actually. Eight Beer has it's been on the market in Texas. This is our fourth year. We are in our second year on the market in Oklahoma. So we had launched last year just before this marathon. We were an official sponsor a year ago. We are once again. It's an association that we are very proud of. You know, we feel that this is a beer that's for health conscious people. It's a better for you beer. It's better than anything that's on the market right now. I think a lot of people, what they don't understand is that these big light beer companies, they put a lot of additives in their beer. There's a lot of sweeteners, sugar, syrups, corn, rice. Eight has none of that. So what better way to celebrate those that are health conscious than get out in front of thousands of runners that will be running on Sunday in the Oklahoma City Marathon. So real proud to be a sponsor of this event and many others that we've held across the state, but this is a big one for us for sure.
It's so cool too, just because such a community event, this marathon. It feels like a community event, and when you get everybody involved, especially with your ties back, it feels like it adds to you go to the finish line, and it's amazing to see we're running for remembrance, but it's also a celebration of how far the city has come here in 30 years.
I agree, and I've run a few marathons. I've run three, not full. I've run three half marathons. My running days are now over. I'm doing a lot more walking than what I used to. But I do know this, that the training leading up to a marathon, it's a lot of work. It's grueling. Many runners wind up getting injured before they even get to the race. But if you can get to the race, that's when it's fun. It's like preparing for a test. When the test finally rolls around, you're ready to go, and you know you're going to do well and you're confident. And I think that's how it works for these marathons. And there's not a better feeling. Maybe a better feeling winning Super Bowls. But I will tell you this, that running a marathon, finishing it, and the sense of accomplishment and pride is really unparalleled. It's because you can't fake it. You've got to put in the time if you're going to be successful running it. And so to have that beer, which I did all three times, was able to sit down with my buddies that also ran in the marathon and have a cold beer. It is the best tasting beer you'll ever have in your life. So for those that have run it, they understand it. For those that haven't, they're really in for a special day. And the fact that it is around the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, so it carries much more significance than just your typical marathon. Pretty big weekend there in Oklahoma City for sure.
I don't want to speak for Ryan, but I think that makes a combined three marathons run on this program.
Nope, nailed it. Yeah, nailed it.
Troy, what in terms of putting together the or coming up with the Eight Beer, what's the process like when you go, I want to have a beer, I want to put something together?
Well, it all kind of happened around COVID. I worked for a beer distributorship in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when I was transferring from the University of Oklahoma to UCLA. And so that was my first foray into the beer business. I was about 19 years old, and little did I know that at some point later in my life I'd be making my own beer. But I've always enjoyed beer. I've always been, obviously, an athlete, but around COVID, you know, I was mindful and very aware of my health and wellness, but during that stretch, I decided to dial it up even more, and it was also about that time that I just thought that, that beer could be done better, and I thought that was on the market. I thought it was old and tired, and so I engaged with the beer program at Oregon State. They've got a fantastic beer program in their food and science department, and just kind of gave them the mandate of what I was looking for and a better for you beer. And so Eight was born. It took 2 years to come up with the recipe, but there's three ingredients. It's water, hops, and malt is all that we have. And so we don't have all of the additives that all of the other commercial beers do have, and yet we're 90 calories and 2.6 carbs, and it tastes fantastic. So I'm really excited about it. It's continued to gain momentum. We're hoping that we'll continue to expand, not in 25, but in 26. But it's been a labor of love and kind of a passion project for me. And I've got a great team and really excited. And it's done exceptionally well in Oklahoma when we launched just over a year ago. So we'll continue to grow it out. And where our next market will be, we're not exactly sure, but we've got a lot of people that are clamoring for it, and rightfully so. And that's why I say that for those that are health conscious and enjoy a beer to celebrate life's victories and special moments with family and friends, this is a better for you option than what they've been having, if beer, in fact, is something that they do celebrate with.
Any big surprises from genesis of the idea to actually getting it in the hands of folks as far as at things that pop up during that process?
Not so much. I've been really fortunate that when I came to Dallas, for instance, became very close friends with one of the largest beer distributors in the country, Barry Andrews, and his family. And I reached out to his son-in-law when I was trying to decide if this was something I really wanted to jump into. There was no illusions. It's obviously a very competitive category. The light beer category is the most competitive in the beer segment. But I asked him, I said, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Tell me why I shouldn't do it. And I fully expected him to tell me all the reasons why it didn't make sense, trying to go head-to-head with some of these bigger beer brands. And instead, he said, no, I think the market's ripe for it. And he gave me enough of a nudge to where I said, okay, let's do it. So, there's a lot of people would say, hey, why would you do this? I think with that mindset, I probably wouldn't have gotten involved in a lot of the things that I've done. But, we've had great partners on the distributor side. We've been able to get great partners on the retail side as well, which is really key to all of this. And so people have recognized the opportunity with my beer, and I've often said, if you like light beer and you like the taste of eight, there's really no reason why you would ever drink anything else because of the simple fact that it is better for you. So I always reference eight beer as light beer made right. There's a lot of people who talk about light beer, but I think right now where we are as a country and what's happening in this administration, trying to make our kids a little more healthy in what we're giving them, eight kind of fits perfectly into that category as a better for you product. And I think most people, when they're shopping these days, they are more mindful than what we once were. And within every aisle of a grocery store, there is a better for you portion within that aisle, regardless of whatever the category might be. And that even translates into the beer cooler as well, now that eight beer is available.
It's kind of getting to that time of the year where a cold beer at the end of the day, not too bad, especially out on the golf course.
It is starting to heat up, isn't it?
we're going to be in it. You know, living in Dallas, it's one of those things. It's going to be 1,000 degrees before we know it.
Yeah.
NFL draft coming up on Thursday night. Obviously, just 15 years removed from Oklahoma having three in the top seven with Sam and Gerald and Trent Williams. But the Baker Mayfield renaissance, you had a couple games last year, obviously. What have you just kind of thought about Baker and what he's been able to do with the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Well, I'm a big fan of Baker's. I didn't know him when he was playing at Oklahoma, but I've gotten to know him since he came into the NFL, and he's had a rocky road, you know, was the way it began. I was calling the Cleveland Browns game the night that he came in off the bench on a Thursday night and led the team from behind to a victory, and it was electric. And then to see things sour the way that they did and him bounce around a little bit when he went to Carolina and then the Rams and now to Tampa, and him betting on himself the way that he has, I couldn't be more happy for him. Couldn't be prouder of the way he's handled everything. And then last year when he was able to get his payday after enduring all that he did. And not everyone's road is easy. In fact, most of these players, it's not, especially for quarterbacks. But, you know, he weathered the ups and downs early in his career, and now he's found a home in Tampa Bay, and he's really done a great job. And he is one of my favorite players in the league. And continue to root for him. And I think now, as Oklahoma fans know, when he was leading them and winning the Heisman Trophy, he had this chip on his shoulder, and he seemed to just be at his best when he had a little bit of a swagger, and he lost that for a little bit, and rightfully so, with the way that things were going. But he's regained that in Tampa Bay, and we've seen the results of it. So. Really happy for him and what he's been able to do.
NFL draft getting going tomorrow. A little bit different experience for you probably going into your draft, knowing you weren't going to have to wait too long. But part of the magic stress in just gratification of this day, all that hard work paying off. What's everybody that's looking to get drafted tomorrow kind of going through right now?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I was signed before the draft. So back, we go back a few years, but 1989, they didn't bring players in. The only time a player was in New York, which, as you know, that's where the draft was always held, was if you were the first overall pick and you were already signed. And so I was one of the few leading up to that year that had an opportunity to be in New York and come out with the commissioner. And my year was the last year of Pete Rozelle. Presiding over the draft and as commissioner. So that was pretty cool, too, to be the last guy to take a picture with him on stage. But, you know, these players that aren't exactly sure, you know, when they might go, where they might go, is it going to be day one, day two? I can only imagine the anxiety that they feel. And I'm excited for it. I'm glad they've moved the draft to various places. I think it's great for the NFL. It's great for the fans. You know, a city like Green Bay that may not ever get an opportunity to host a Super Bowl, to be able to host the draft and have it be the epicenter of the NFL at this time, I think is pretty cool. So if I were coming out in the draft today, I know most of these players that are going to go in the first round, they are at the draft site. I think that I would want to be with my family and friends and celebrate with them. But everybody does it a little bit differently. But I can only imagine the anxiety and nerves that some of these players and families are feeling as they go into tomorrow night.
It's going to be exciting over the next couple of days. And then obviously kind of culminating on Sunday with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon.
Yes.
And 8 Beer will be there. Troy, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet.
And we'll definitely have a couple cold ones on Sunday morning for you.
Sounds great. Y'all
appreciate
enjoy.
It.
We've got the Slim Cans coming out May 1st, so that'll be a new product for us as well that people can enjoy. But have a great event. Hopefully the weather is excellent, and good luck to all those runners.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Troy.
You bet.